Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord and praise the Lord. Just because of who you are, I will worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when you consider our belief, glory be to the Lord. And you got time, you take time out to pray and to seek God's face. You want to worship and praise him for who he is. Glory be to the Lord. We want to worship him for who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sabbath, Jehovah Shalom. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. He is Adonai, Hashem. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, that you remind of us, O Lord. You are mindful of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory be to the Lord. And once again, we're here on a Sunday. And as you know, we have Bible mystery on Sunday, which means we ask some questions. And if you come up with the right answers, the church, the way, the truth and the life tabernacle, will measure out a beautiful, colorful pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And so let me give you a little bit of a disclaimer, first of all. The songs that we play here, they do not belong to Pastor Ramos. They do not belong to the church. And they do not belong to Block Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists. But because we bought the CDs and the DVDs in it, we have permission to use their product. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. A little bit itinerary of the church. That is that on Sundays at 6 p.m., we have Bible mystery every Sunday at 6 p.m. Every Tuesday at 3 a.m., we have prayer, intercessory prayer at 3 a.m. That's considered the fourth watch, and Jesus used to get up and pray in the fourth watch. And on Thursday, we have Bible studies. This Thursday in our Bible study, we're going to start a new topic, the difference between the rapture and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thursday will be an introduction, and we're going to be talking about different sub-subjects that we're going to be talking about. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle. Here on Block Talk Radio, and if you wish to call us, and we encourage you to call your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Block Talk Radio. The number to the station is 516-418-5944. You press the number sign and the number one, and you'll be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. And you don't have to call it just for the answers to the questions, but you could call us if you have questions, testimonies, or comments, glory be to the Lord, about what we're talking about today. Hallelujah. Today we have about seven questions, and any one of them will get you a free prize, any one of you, but you have to have the right answer to it. And we're going to read today, it's from Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, six verses only, and it's called the Parable of the Sower. We've broken this up into two sections. That means next Sunday we're going to return to the parables of sower, but there's different questions. Glory be to the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer before we begin in our Bible mystery for this Sunday. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you that we are able to come together and study your word. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of your word, that we may teach your word according to your precepts, commandments, and ordinances to your people, Father God. We pray, O Father God, that your people not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, that they go to Sunday school, that they go to the services, and they become participants in that endeavor. And we just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, if we have offended you in any way, or offended someone in any way, we ask for mercy, for forgiveness, oh, Father God, as we repent for our sins come into our hearts and wash us with the precious blood of the Lamb, Father God, so we could be accepted in the Beloved, so we could avoid the wrath to come. Glory be to the Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, we know that you have heard our prayer and you have answered even before we pray. So we thank you, Father. Thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to read today is Matthew chapter 13 from the 24th verse down to the 30th verse. And let's see what the scripture says. And then we get into the Bible mystery. Verse 24, I'm talking about Jesus. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, unto them, who is them? But the disciples, and it could be the multitudes that follow Jesus Christ. So he put a parable unto them. Now, do you know what a parable is? It's a spiritual story told in the earthly manner, earthly story, so you could understand the spiritual concepts. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Many people have different definitions, but we're going to go with that. It's a spiritual story told in the earthly fashion so we could understand it better. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So it begins like this. Another parable put he forth unto them. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had he tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Was thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together, and at the harvest, in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in the bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we see this parable that Lord gave to his disciples. Now you might say, but why does the Lord speak in parables? He gave an answer in one of the gospels. He said, because it has been given unto you to know, to understand the mysteries of this gospel of the kingdom. But it's not given unto them. They hear and I hear. They see and I see. They receive and they don't understand. So that's what happens, my brothers and sisters. You and I who love the Lord, who worship God in spirit and in truth, are given insights into these parables that Jesus spoke about. He's given us an understanding to the Spirit. He gives us a revelation of the word so we could know what it's saying, how we apply it. But to the others, he did not give them the understanding. So when we look at this parable, within its words, you have certain mysteries and certain things that are set that unless you study, you would not get it. So the first question that I'm going to throw out there, and if you get the answer, if you have the answer, remember, we have seven questions. Out of the seven, if you answer one correctly, if you're the first one to call, and you could call 516-418-5944, that's Blog Talk Radio. Here at the studio, you'll be connected with The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle. That's your host. And if you give us the right answer, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion style pamphlet of the tabernacle. And it's something that you could keep with your Bible. And when you're waiting for time and you have time on your hands and you're waiting, you could take it out of your Bible and begin to study all about the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. So the first question is, who is the sower? Hallelujah. And we know that some people in the other side of the world, they're sleeping now, but there are some that might be awakening. Maybe they don't connect with the phone directly, but if you want, if you have your laptop or computer on, you could send us a message. You could contact us through our chat room and give the answer that way. And I will get notified and I'll look in the chat room. And if you're the first one there and you come up with the answer, then I would announce you and we will send you that. The church will send you that beautiful pamphlet. We encourage everybody to invite the family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio for the Bible Mysteries every Sundays at 6 p.m. The first question is, who is the sower? We're talking about the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, 26 to 30. So as you read your gospel message and you read the message of Jesus, he spoke of a parable, the parable of the sower. Next week, we're going to get into the different type of grounds that he sowed the seed in. But before we get to that part, if we understand other areas, it makes it a lot easier to understand the parable. So who's the sower? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The second question, what is the field? What is the field? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. What is the field? So we have the first question is, who's the sower? And the second part is, what is the field? That's the second question. What is the field? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The first question gives you a hint as to the answer to the second question. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. The third question, who are the good seed? Who are the good seed? Glory be to the Lord. Study your Bible. Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, study yourself, approve unto God. A workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's in Timothy. Hallelujah. And we're going to get it for your reader directly out to you. So you won't say, well, you guys are making it up. No, we're not making it up. It's right in the scriptures. As we read the scriptures, the word of God tells us that we are to study, approve unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord God. And that's in the second epistle of Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Hallelujah. You should know that. You should know that, but that's one of the verses where you want to keep in your heart. You want to keep in your heart. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the first question is, who is the sower? The second question is, what is the field? And the third question is, who are the good seed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have about 38 minutes to go for you to come up with the answers to one of these questions. And if you get the right answer, the church, the way, the truth, and the life tabernacle will mail you out a free pamphlet. It's accordion style, colorful pamphlet of the tabernacle. In it, you learn about the furnishing, the clothing for the high priest, the sacrifices, glory, and the different type of furniture that was inside the tabernacle and everything that was around the tabernacle. Now, it was called the tabernacle, but it also was called the tent of meetings. This was a portable tabernacle that when the cloud moved by day, the Jewish people will disassemble that tabernacle and the temple. They will follow, and when the cloud stopped, they will rebuild the temple there, because this is a place where God put his name in and he chose to live there among his people there. Glory be to the Lord. And we know there's a certain order also of the tribes. You know, some was in the north, some was in the south, some was in the east, and some was in the west. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at the next question. Who are the tares? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Who are the tares? And you got 37 minutes to go. You could call 516-418-5944. You look for the number sign and the number one. Press that and you'll be connected to the studio. You can call us for the comment, question, or testimony, or answers to the questions that we give out. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to the Bible Mysteries. And today's subject is the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. Some people understand what the parables talk about. Some other people don't understand. And we would like for people to understand what the parable is all about. But before we get into the parables and look at and see what the parable was saying to us, we give a little bit of descriptions of the different things that's inside the parable. It makes it easier. Remember that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So we want to thank the Lord for that, that although we have come through the span, William Tyndale, Wycliffe, they all were in Europe and they all wanted the Word of God, the Bible, to be written in the language of the common people so people could read it. But both men lost their life in that venture. Both men lost their life because they wanted to bring the Bible to the people. Glory be to the Lord. This servant has a 1537 Matthew Bible, which has a lot of the William Tyndale work. I also have the Geneva Bible of 1599. Glory be to the Lord. 1559 and 99. And when you look it over, these are the Bible that the pilgrims brought over to America when they came to discover America. These are the Bibles that they used when Pocahontas and the other Indians received Christ as the Lord and Savior. And these are the Bibles that it was spread out throughout the country in order to present the gospel message. Glory be. This is all before the King James Version. Now we know that there was a Reformation. Wrote his 95-page theses. He nailed it to the church doors because he didn't believe that those that believe in the Lord needed to sell any indigenous that the church wanted to sell. Luther quoted from the Old Testament and the New Testament, and he said, the righteous shall live by faith. And sure enough, Luther, he wrote the Bible in German, spread it around to the common people. Glory be. Then the Catholic Church wanted to counter what Luther had done, so they had what is called the Great Bible, or the Bishop's Bible. That's what they wanted to do, the Great Bible. But the problem is that the Roman Catholic Church, at that time, the Roman Empire, didn't allow common people to read the Bible. It was just for the priests to read the Bible, come up with it. So what happened somewhere down the line, the Protestants came up with the King, with the Matthew's Bible, with the Geneva Bible, because they went to Switzerland, to Geneva. And then finally they came up with the King James Bible, the Latin Vulgate Bible, and that was accepted throughout the world. The problem is that sometimes when you look at these versions, they go away from the original scriptures. And sometimes when they go away because they're using a different word to describe an event, sometimes they change the context of it. And, you know, I love the King James Bible. However, there's a problem when you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when it talks about there'll be a transport, but they write it as falling away or departure. In the Geneva Bible, in the Matthew's Bible, in all the Bibles before the King James, before the Bishop's Bible, before the Great Bible, it said there'll be a departure first, before the fall away, before the Antichrist is revealed. Well, that departure, when you look at it, is talking about the rapture. The rapture is not a new theory that it came up in the 1800s. That is a lie from the pit of hell, and whoever believes in that don't know the study. Because from the very beginning, if you look at the type and shadows of the Old Testament, God spoke of the rapture. One example that we see in the Old Testament is, you see Moses, when he went to get the Ten Commandments, he went up to get the commandments and God came down. It's a type of the rapture. Hallelujah. It's a type of the rapture. And there's many other examples that the Lord has given unto us. So the word departure was in the original scriptures. Now in these days, you see falling away. The Catholic Church will actually use the word rebellion. Other words are used as falling away, falling apart. But the original word was departure. So like if you depart from West Palm Beach to New York, LaGuardia, you're departing. You're going from one place to another. Well, that's what the rapture is all about. The Catholic Church used the word rebellion, and the King James used falling away with alongside like the Bishop's Bible, all because at those days, the Roman Empire was dealing with the Reformation, with the Protestant movement. So because of that, they use words like rebellion, like falling away, instead of staying with the original word of departure. So, you know, that is a study that you must do so you will not get deceived by the enemy, because it's the same old adage, same old verbiage that the serpent told the woman, had God said, and sure enough, you know, that she's challenging the word of God. Glory be to, and you could get the Geneva Bible, the 1539, you could get the Matthew Bible, they're stylish calligraphy, but when you read the words, you would understand that it's departure and not falling away, and you could get a clearer understanding of what the Word of God says. The next question that we have in this parable of the sower is, who is the enemy? Who is the enemy? We've looked at several questions. The first question is, who is sower? The second question is, what is the field? The third question, who are the good seed? That next is, who are the tares? And the last question that we gave was, who is the enemy? And we got two more to go. And any one of them, if you have the answer to any one of them, if you call in 516-418-5944, Blog Talk Radio. If you call in to the host, which is the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, and your servant, Pastor Carlos, will pick up the phone. You will be directed. You will be connected to the studio. If when you call, you look for the number sign and you press the number one, and I will get an indication that you're online and that you like to speak with an answer to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. If no one comes up with any of the answers, then I would not give the answers. I will put it in the folder and use it another day. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. You have 27 minutes to go, less than a half an hour, in order for you to come up with the answers to one of the questions. The next question is, what is the harvest? What is the harvest? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What is the harvest? Again, you could call 516-418-5944. Press the number sign and the number one, and you will be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And will you be connected to the studio? I will get an indication that you're online and you want to be connected, and I will take you in, and you know, you give me the answer to one of the seven questions. We have one more question to go, which is, who are the reapers? So we have seven questions. Any one of the questions, if you want to answer, will be just fine. You don't have to answer all seven, but it'd be great if you have the answer to all seven. If you have the answer to one, then I will give the answer to the rest of the questions, and we'll depart this session, and then next week we go to the second part of the parable of the sower. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 516-418-5944. You look for the number sign, you look for the number one, press that, and you'll be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see many different Bible. You know, I will stay away from the NIV. I don't use the NIV because in studying, I learned that there's 70,000 words missing. And also the one part of the Great Commission, Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 21, I believe, is missing. And they say in it that it was not in the original. Well, the problem that you have, my brothers and sisters, those of you that read the NIV and those of you who created the NIV, is we have the Dead Sea Scrolls and we have scriptures, the Masoretic text and the other text that very early in the scriptures in the first century that they wrote. Those words that are missing in the NIV and the Great Commission, the second part of the commission there, are found in the scriptures. We see in the King James Version, we have the Great Commission of Mark 16. And let me take you there because some people don't believe it. But if you have the NIV, follow along with me and go to Mark chapter 16 and some Bibles are missing from 16 to 30. But I'm going to read to you the whole chapter so you will see that in the King James Version is there. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they lay him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he has said. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And the NIV ends right there. It doesn't have the rest of the scriptures. And they give you a little commentary saying that it was not found in the original. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Once again, the question in the Word of God and all the word that you read, you go back to the King James Authorized Version, King James Version, the Geneva Bible, 1559 and 1599. You go back to the Matthew Bible, and these verses are there. So let's read on the verses that are not found in the NIV, but they're found in the original. Beginning of verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And if you remember, there is the story of the road to Emmaus. Well, when you do an in-depth study, you're going to find out that it was Peter, one of the two, who was with Peter when they went to the sepulchre, but John. So I would venture to say that it was Peter and John on the road to Emmaus. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Talking about Mary Magdalene, talking about Peter and John. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall rise up, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. And when you read Acts chapter 2, it talks there about being baptized in the name of Jesus. for the remissions of sins. Towards the end, it talks about how the apostles continue doing marvelous works for the in the Lord's name. Hallelujah. You have 18 minutes to go to come up with the answer to some of the questions. We got 7 questions. The first one is, who is the sower? And we're talking about the parable of the sower, Matthew 13, 24 to 30. Who is the sower? What is the field? Who are the good seed? Who are the tares? Who is the enemy? What is the harvest? Who are the reapers? Any one of the answers to these questions, and you got 7 questions, I will give you, you will receive a free pamphlet, colorful pamphlet, accordion style of the tabernacle. The church will mail you out for free for giving the answer. As of yet, no one has called in. No one has come up with the answer to any of the questions. Glory be to the Lord. If at the end of the service, no one has called in, we will hold these questions for another time. Glory be to the Lord. Let me just share that on Sundays at 6 p.m., we have the Bible mystery where we ask questions and you come up with the right answer. The church will mail you out a beautiful gift. On Tuesdays at 3 o'clock in the morning, we have our intercessory prayer, and that's the fourth watch. And we have certain subtopics that we pray for. But if you come along in prayer, we would assign you certain subtopics. Pray as the Holy Spirit guides you and leads you. On Thursdays, we have Bible study. And this Thursday, we're going to start a new series called the Rapture versus the Second Coming. The Rapture versus the Second Coming. There's going to be an introduction, and then we're going to go on from there until we're able to come up with the answer. At the conclusion of the Rapture versus Second Coming, we're going to speak about the type of rapture that people believe in. Some people, like myself, believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Some people believe in the mid-tribulation rapture. And some people believe in the post-tribulation rapture. And we're going to look into each one of them and bring out what the scriptures say and what the dictionary and concordance say and what the encyclopedias say, put it all together, and we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit will give us revelation. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My question to a lot of people regarding the rapture is, when you got married, and we're talking about two marriage couples, husband and wife, when you got married that day, did the husband punish the bride? Did he beat her up? Did he cause her to get hurt? Most people's answer is no. And my question to them is, then how do we expect Jesus to punish his church? Rapture is not pre-tribulation. So this is what I say, pre-tribulation, because in the post-tribulation, Matthew 24, it says immediately following the tribulation of those days. And it talks about Jesus coming down. But he's coming down to rescue Israel. So how can it be like a yo-yo? Same thing with mid-tribulation. When the Antichrist is revealed, the church is going up and coming back down. That's something that doesn't seem to be right. So we're going to explore all three versions of our tribulation. Pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, post-tribulation. And we're going to expose each of one of them. If you have any questions, comments, encourage you to call the station and we'll share what scripture says. And one thing that I always remember from my teacher, and that is that we don't argue the scriptures. We just present the scriptures the way it's presented to us. If a person has a different opinion than what we have, we just pray for them. And we ask the Holy Spirit to give us revelation in these things. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who wrote the scriptures. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. We have about 12 minutes to go to answer 7 questions. So we get a free gift from the church. A beautiful, colorful pamphlet is accordion style of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And today's mystery question is sevenfold. We're reading of the parable of the sower from Matthew 13, 24 to 30. And we have 7 questions. Who is the sower? What is the field? Who are the good seed? Who are the tares? Who is the enemy? What is the harvest? Who are the reapers? Any one of those questions, if you have the answers to, will be accepted as the win if you call in first. You can call in 516-418-5944. Hallelujah. Look for the number sign. Look for the number 1, and you will be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. And the main reason why we bring in this Bible mystery is because the Bible does not contradict itself. A lot of people read the Bible and they could quote this scripture, they could quote that scripture, and they say, look, the Bible contradicts itself. Nope, the Bible does not contradict itself. Where it appears that way to you is because there is a mystery, something you must do. Search deep, get all your references, get all the words, get all your concordances and dictionaries and encyclopedias, and you're going to see that the reason why it appears to be a contradiction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll give you an example of that. If you remember when the Holy Spirit was given in the day of Pentecost, it says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts chapter 2, it says the Spirit, like a mighty rushing wind, came in and it sat upon each of them, cloven tongues, and they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. And the people of the neighborhood came when they're at Jerusalem for the Feast of the Pentecost. They didn't understand what these men were saying, these ladies were saying. All they know is that they were speaking in their language. They understood them. And so they accused them of drinking wine at 9 o'clock in the morning. Peter stood up and said, no, these women are not drunk as you suppose they are. But this is that which Joel, which the Spirit says, in the last days I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Well, Peter said in the last days, and I could understand why he says last day, because through his time, in Peter's time, there was a great persecution from the Roman Empire, and there was a great persecution from the Jewish administration. And they were chasing, Paul was one of them, who used to chase down the Christians and kill them and bring them into prison. So to Peter, it was the last days, and it was the last days for them. But when you go back to Joel and you read what Peter quoted, Joel did not say in the last days. Joel said, and after this. Well, why did Joel and Peter had two different words? It's a mystery there, and you have to look it up. What does it mean when Joel says after this? Well, what happens if you go to Joel the book and you read the whole book and you read the verses after and the chapters after that section 228 what Joel talks about, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're going to realize that he's talking about Israel's restoration. Well, when did that occur? Well, in 1947, when they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, in 1948, Israel became a state. Hallelujah. So, and after this, after Israel became a state, the Holy Spirit was given to a lot of people as God had said he would. And a lot of people had the healing ministries, the preaching evangelistic ministries. And sure enough, just the other day, Israel celebrated his 75th birth, the 75th year of their freedom. And we thank the Lord because everything that has been said so far has been accomplished. There's still more prophecies to be fulfilled, but the ones that were fulfilled in our lifetime, we could see it, we could understand it, how a nation that God said through Isaiah, could a nation become free in one day? Could a country become a nation one day? In one day? And that's what happened to Israel. In one day, they became a nation. Glory be to God. And when they were looking for the name of that nation, the name Israel stuck. Hallelujah. Thank you, Luce. And if you remember, Israel is the name God gave to Jacob. Israel meaning prince. Hallelujah. And Jacob meaning supplanter. But we just want to thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. You have about 7 minutes to go to answer one of the 7 questions. And glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who is the sower? What is the field? Who are the good seed? Who are the tares? Who is the enemy? What is the harvest? Who are the reapers? Those are the 7 questions that we have for this week's ministry, Bible Mysteriums. And if you come up with any one of them, come up with the answer to any one of them, the church, the way, the truth, and the life tabernacle will bring you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet that describes the tabernacle. It's something they could keep with your Bible, and as you're waiting around, take it out and study it and learn it all for yourself. Glory be to the Lord. Because we have an imminent expectation of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let it be said that no one did not reach out to you. We are reaching out to you, my brothers and sisters. Those of you that don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, the time of salvation is today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow might not come. The word says it's appointed unto man once to die and after this the judgment. So why take a chance, my brothers and sisters, of dying and not knowing Christ, ended up in hell, apart from the Lord for eternity, where you could be together with the Lord eternally, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many archaeologists that has found different things in respect to the Bible proves the Bible to be true. So why are you taking a chance with your life? Your body is going to return back to dust. The spirit is going to return back to God. We're talking about Ecclesiastes, but where is your soul going to spend eternity? Are you going to spend eternity in hell? Or are you going to spend eternity in heaven? It's your choice. God doesn't send no one to hell. He just accommodates their decision. Glory be to the Lord. The problem is that people that reject the Lord Jesus Christ will go to the great white throne judgment. And there they'll be judged for every word they have said, for every action they have taken. And if the names are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, they'll be cast into the lake of fire, as well as those that have taken the mark of the beast as well as the Antichrist, as well as the false prophet. Later on, Satan will be cast in there. And we're going to live in a new earth and a new heaven and a new Jerusalem. Holy, holy, holy. Our desire is for us to live holy and righteous before God. We have a holy God. We have a holy Bible. Holy events that are happening. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We have 3 minutes to go. For anyone that calls in with one of the seven answers to the seven to those seven questions. And we just thank the Lord for that. If you could give God the glory, God the praise, and the honor due unto his name. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. of The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio, Bible Mystery. Today we're talking about the parable of the sower, Matthew 13, 24 to 30. Who is a sower? What is the field? Who are the good seed? Who are the tares? Who is the enemy? What is the harvest? Who are the reapers? Hallelujah. Any answers to any of the questions there, get you a free pamphlet from the church. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you a little disclaimer that we did in the beginning. We'll do it again towards the ending. And that is all the songs that we play on here on this radio, on Blog Talk Radio, they do not belong to Pastor Ramos. They don't belong to The Way, the Truth, and Life Tabernacle. They do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists. And in them, because we bought CDs or DVDs, we have the permission to use their products. Hallelujah. I tell them for the church, every Sunday at 6 p.m., we have the Bible Mystery, where we ask questions, and if you come up with the right answer, you will get a free gift from the church. On Tuesdays at 3 o'clock in the morning, we have intercessory prayer. That's the fourth watch. Glory be to the Lord. On Thursday, we're going to start a new series called Rapture versus Second Coming. And we have a lot of subtopics and introduction. And then after we finish the rapture and the second coming, we're going to get into the definitions of the three types of raptures that people believe in. Pre-trip, mid-trip, post-trip. Glory be to the Lord. We got 1 minute to go. And what I want to say unto you is continue to pray, continue to study your word. We'll be back on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning for our intercessory prayer. Glory be to the Lord. And unto the Lord, unto that day where we meet each other here on earth, in the heavens, or in the clouds. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.